37. Character assassination.
Well, the way I see it, we have two options, I said as I started checking the gatekeeper for loot as quickly as I could. We can try to hold our ground here against an unknown number of enemies. We have just a single entrance to defend, but there's probably enough demons in here to overwhelm that position. I looked over the hall, which consisted of some rings better suited for a frontline fighter, and a few bottles of demon blood, then looked up at Zen. Or we go in guns, well, crossbows blazing. Keep moving and try not to get pinned down. All this while we navigate an area with an unknown number of enemies with unknown traps and dangers.
Considering your first plan has almost zero chance of success, I recommend the second one, as it has very little chance of success, Zen said with a resigned sigh, followed by a tired smile. Somehow, we've found ourselves in a situation where very little chance of success is the superior option.
Oh, come on, Zen, I said as I started walking towards the door. It can't be that bad. Stop, he yelled before I could finish.
Please, don't jinx us again, Jack.
Admitting defeat, I carefully slid up to the doorway to take a peek. This was followed immediately by spinning a full 180 degrees and diving out of the way as a giant club came crashing down on the spot where I was standing. I guess I should have noticed the doorway was 10 feet tall, awfully large considering the size of the imps. Enforcer Demon, level 30, HP 3,000 of 3,000. This big motherfucker looked almost identical to the gatekeeper, other than the fact that he was somewhat more muscular and had a club as tall as he was. He also had 50% more HP than the gatekeeper. I had to hope that enemies followed similar rules to us as far as stats went, and that his increased strength and vitality came at the cost of either endurance or agility. He didn't seem the conversationalist type, so I had to assume intellect was still fairly low. Zen, we gotta try to beat this thing with just melee, I said, as I dodged another swing from the enforcer's club. I managed to get a couple of hits in with my daggers, but the damage was nothing to write home about. When I did the math, it was less than 10% of the demon's total health. I realized I truly was spoiled by how much damage I could deal when I had the advantage in a fight.
What's the plan?
He asked as he unsheathed twin short swords and moved into melee. He managed to drop completely prostrate just in time to avoid a low swinging club.
Hit him a bunch and don't let him hit us,
I replied as I got two more dagger attacks in on his legs. He moved too much for me to get to his back.
Jack, we are going to have a serious discussion about the definition of the word plan when this mission is completed, came my companion's frustrated reply.
Ignoring Zen's reprimand, I started doing my best to weave in and out as I attacked. I got clipped by an attack after a mistimed attack and lost a third of my health, so I was hesitant to get overzealous again. Instead, I watched him more closely as he used his club, seeing him try and fail to hit both of us several times each until I noticed a flaw in his fighting style.
Perception has increased to 22.
Even though he was a big, strong motherfucker, physics was still a thing in this world. That meant that big-ass club of his was still subject to inertia. That same inertia was pulling him off balance every time he swung the club. That gave me arguably the stupidest fucking idea I'd ever had up to that point.
Okay, change of plans. Zen, get ready to take thief job,
I said as I dodged another attack while watching his movements again to see which threw him most off balance. When I saw he was getting ready for that attack again, I switched over to my blacksmith job. The demon wound up with the club in a pose somewhere between baseball swing and golf swing, with his only goal to make a fresh batch of all trades guacamole with my brain. The swing came low to the ground, so I combined my dodge with the increased strength of the blacksmith job to jump over the swing. When I landed, I bent my knees and got ready to strike. Right as his foot was about to have the least weight on it, I gave that leg a solid spear tackle, causing it to swing behind him and putting him on his face. Zen, for his part, knew an opportunity when he saw one. The instant the demon hit the ground, Zen was on his back. The sneak attacks made up for the monster's natural armor, and the fact that he had no need to dodge meant he could use his full attack speed. Seeing it was a window that could close any second, I switched to Ranger, but pulled out my daggers. Under our combined damage output, the demon only lasted a few more seconds. In the future, I'd have to look at some sort of throwable poison or something to reduce natural defenses, or even something to eat through armor. I couldn't just shoot stuff till I ran out of ammo and then run away from anything tougher than a piñata. At the same time, because I wasn't exactly built specifically for damage, my melee weapon attacks couldn't easily overcome the damage mitigation of armor. Filing armor penetration away in the future Jack problems bin, I scooped up the loot our big club-wielding friend left behind. This time it was just the demon's blood and something called a crystallized demon essence. This was all clearly crafting mats, but I had no idea what for. After checking the doorway and confirming nothing was going to try and decapitate me this time, we continued into the hallway. To balance out the fact that I had equipment he didn't, which gave me a major boost, Zen took Thief and I took Ranger as we both dropped into stealth. We didn't make it very far before we encountered a group of three feminine-looking demons slowly making their way towards the entrance where we'd fought the last two demons. Lilin, level 30, HP 1,000 of 1,000. Zen, I said in party chat as we hugged the walls, I don't think these are going to be as easy to fight as the HP would suggest. I say fuck it. Let's flash him after they walk by and clean up as quickly as possible. I don't want to risk it. Zen agreed with my plan, and we hugged the walls as we waited. I'm sure a more adventurous type would be curious to see what made these demons different from the rest, but I'd already had my fill of demons. As the demons got a few yards past us, I gently rolled a flash grenade along the floor, and luckily, it made it in front of them before the thing went off. When I saw they were sufficiently blind, Zen and I moved in, shooting at them until we were in melee range. The trio was completely helpless against our attacks, thanks to our backstab bonuses, so ending their patrol took only a matter of seconds.
Jack, look at what they dropped! It's all assassin's gear. Daggers, poisons, smoke bombs. It's all for quickly dispatching foes, Zen said as he looked over their loot. It's odd that they were walking along so casually.
Maybe they assumed we were already dead, I replied.
Or maybe they were a distraction, came a voice from behind me.
Backstab bonus. You take 150 damage. You are poisoned. You take 100 damage per second from the poison. Strength and agility reduced by 50.
Jack!
I heard Zen yell as pain took over my body. The poison felt like it was eating me from the inside, and my mind was overwhelmed by the agony of the experience. The world turned blurry as my brain failed to process anything other than the suffering I was currently going through. But for some reason, all I could think was, I hope I don't shit myself. Clearly, I was not in my right mind. The clash of metal on metal caught my attention as I realized Zen was fighting to protect me from the new assassin's attacks. I had to help my friend, but I could barely put together a coherent thought. After a few seconds of this haze, my mind fell on one word. Merchant. Immediately, my job changed to merchant, and the sudden surge in willpower allowed me to fight through the pain and remember the antidotes I had in my bag. I reached in and double-fisted an antidote and health potion like I had an ex to get over. The pain was slowly replaced by a warm, almost burning sensation as the antidote did its work. When that feeling got to my stomach, I was almost certain I was going to shit myself, but only because it brought back memories of food poisoning. Now that I was feeling better, I took a closer look at our new opponent and felt a lump in my throat. She seemed a little out of our league, to say the least. Lilith, Assassin Queen. HP, 10,000 of 10,000.
Holy shit, how strong did an assassin have to have that many hit points?
Trying to think of how to deal with her before she murdered Zen, I remembered we'd looted poisons from the Lilin we'd killed already. I switched to Rogue, since Zen was holding her off with Ranger, and carefully poured the poison along the edges of my daggers. It was viscous and stuck to the blades easily.
Death's Kiss, poison. Deals 100 damage per second. Reduces strength and agility by 50 points. Stacks up to 10 times. 1 minute duration.
It looks like this was what Lilith hit me with. Well, turnabout being fair play, I decided to give her what she gave me.
Zen, turn her the rest of the way away from me, I said in party chat.
Zen sidestepped so that she had to turn to face him and put herself between us. As soon as she did, I dropped into stealth and crept up behind her. The second I saw an opening, I tore into her back with Gnome's Gain and Bold's Bane as quickly as I could. She'd taken 4 hits before she knew what had happened. The first series of blows had taken 10% of her health, and the poison was going to do some major damage. Already it was slowing her movements and taking the power out of her blows. Zen was easily parrying her attacks now. With her agility reduced by 200, it was easy to stay behind her and keep working my daggers into her unguarded back. By the time I got her to max stacks, she was unable to move. I almost felt bad for watching her writhe in pain as the poison stacks did their job. But then again, she did try to murder me. When Lilith finally breathed her last, we'd gained 11,000 XP from the 4 kills, plus plenty of poison and some nasty-looking daggers. I also had some new notifications after the battle. Thief has increased to level 14. That was a welcome surprise after only a few kills. I dumped the 10 points from the 2 new levels into agility and looked through the other notifications. Skill synchrony triggered. New skill. Poison craft 12. Alchemy divided by 2. Improves the creation and use of poisons. Caution. Failure when using this skill can get you killed. Job unlocked. Assassin. Requirement. Stealth 10. Poison craft 10. Daggers 10. 100 kills with backstab damage. Bonuses. Plus 6 agility per level. Backstab bonus increased from 2 times to 4 times. When using assassin job, your active job will appear to be any other unlocked job of your choosing. I was pretty excited to try out the new job, so I immediately switched to it and set my visible job as thief. Hopefully that would make any missing thieves from the guild think I was a member sent to help them out. After setting everything up, we rested for a few minutes to get our health back without wasting potions. We had an unknown amount of demon-filled hallways and tunnels left to explore, so no sense wasting resources. I just had to hope we wouldn't have many more fights like Lilith.